She got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. A man arrived from Pakistan, a stranger in the promised land.
Tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today, speaking to you from the promised land. Great song from Keb Mo on a Thursday morning. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and thanks to everybody that's called in. We're starting our final segment already. These 2 hours go by so quick, I can't even believe it. We've been discussing several things, most recently the importance of getting involved in your state Democratic Party. And before we get back to this piece written by Ben Wickler from the New Republic, let's go to the phone lines and see what Steve from Milwaukee has to say. Steve, how you doing today? Thank you for calling.
What's up, Stu, man, the news man?
Hey.
Keb Mo again, huh?
That's my theme song, man. I love that song.
Cool. Yeah, about your question about Biden, I think he's done a hell of a job so far.
Tell me why.
With the pandemic, you know, all the shots in the arm. And he's been doing so good with getting the economy back up that now it's like biting him in the butt.
Yeah, it's on fire. They got to try to suppress it a little bit now. But, yeah, I hear you, man. You know, look at the jobs thing. More jobs created in his first year than during any year in the history of the United States.
I just wish he could get more progressive, but it's kind of hard. He's kind of a rock stuck in a hard place with some of these dinos in Congress.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. So far in his first year, after 1 year, would you say that he's been more progressive than you was thinking he was going to be, or do you think he's been less
progressive?
Oh, God,
yeah. I think even more than Obama.
Yeah, I think he's...
I can't complain too much.
Yeah. My feeling is that he's always leaned this way, but he hasn't always been able to be as progressive as he's wanted to be. You know, he's had to tame it down a little bit over the years, especially being from Delaware, where so many corporations, especially banking corporations, have their headquarters because of the laws in Delaware. And now I think he's got the opportunity to be as progressive as he's wanted to be for a long time, and he's taking full advantage of it. And obviously we're in a time now when progressives are on the move. You know, I mean, I remember listening to Bernie Sanders 10 years ago, every Friday on Tom Hartman's program, Brunch with Bernie. Bernie would come on and talk about a lot of these policies that are now being put into effect by the Democrats. You know, look how many years ago he was talking about $15 an hour and health care for everybody. And now all these years later, yeah, that's the Democratic platform these days, things that Bernie was talking about 10 years ago. Anything else, Steve, before we let you go?
Just about Ukraine, I was wondering what you thought if they did that humanitarian corridor no-fly thing. Or you think that would just kind of escalate?
Yeah, I don't think we can declare a no-fly zone at this time. I think Biden is threading this needle just the way it should be done. You know, we're going to do everything we can to try to get President Zelensky what he needs, but we can't let it turn into a nuclear conflict between the United States and Russia. Yeah. You know, it's a fine line. It's, a fine line that he has to walk in order to get this done. But I think by allowing the French president and the German chancellor to take the lead on these things and leading from behind, as the Republicans like to point out, I think he's doing the right thing in this case. What about you? You think so?
I agree.
Yeah. Steve, thanks for the call. We've got at least time for one more call. We're going to get to Joe from Madison. Joe, what do you have to say today?
Stu, just 3 points. First off, a huge thanks for you for filling in. You're doing a great job. You've got a different vibe, of course, than what Matt has, but it's really needed and wonderful. And the music that you've chosen really is important to sort of remember. So many people are starting to get ready in their day. They're driving places, and a break of the music that you've had, particularly that Keb Mo signature song, has just got a very nice way of getting through a day. And I really appreciate your bringing up the article of what can we do to get a stronger Democratic Party, but I would also turn it back to the Dems to say, man, it's time to start supporting media outlets such as Devil Radio, because, boy, there's nothing for us out there that provides information that on radio that hasn't been filtered through those 81 conservative radio stations. We need to have a variety of news from different sources. And so if the Democratic Party is really interested in meeting people, man, getting on the airwaves of Devil Radio is one place to do it. Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate the kind words about the music and such. And I couldn't agree with you more about every point you made, as a matter of fact. And I hope those listening, all of you listening, who are so inclined, will get involved with your Democratic Party. One way or another, you know, I mean, if you see problems with the Democratic Party, then jump in and try to change those issues. No one's perfect. Nothing is perfect. I'm not saying the Democratic Party is perfect by any means. I have criticized the Democratic Party plenty of times over the years, but the only way we're going to change things and make things better is to get involved. And right now, the problem isn't the Democratic Party. That's for sure. There are much bigger problems that need to be beaten back, including the fact that one party, the other party, is trying to end democratic rule in this country. They want to be able to toss out votes and change the results of elections if their guy or gal, doesn't win. I don't even know what to say next after you say something like that, right? It's like, that's where we're at now. I mean, up until recently, at least you could count on the Republicans to respect the voice of the voters. Now it doesn't even seem like they can do that anymore. If their guy doesn't win, then they're going to change the outcome of the election. How is the United States supposed to go forward if that's the way one of the parties feels? What if it was the Democratic Party that said, oh, well, we don't like the way things went in that election, so we're going to toss out the results, and we're going to install our own guy. Anyway, hopefully we can keep moving forward, and if you get involved, the chances will be much better that we can. Everybody, thanks for tuning in today. I hope you have a great day. Stay tuned. Got the Earl Ingram Show up next. I hope you enjoy your Thursday. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day.